I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Reality Trash Talk with Gavin and Katie on The Wake Up Call.
Bum, 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 bum. And we're off to 90 Day Fiancé land.
Yes. Eric and Lita.
Should I look up their pictures?
Sure.
Okay.
Eric is from Wisconsin, and he has a real Ren Fair look about him. Okay.
I love that.
She is from Indonesia.
Ooh.
I don't know what Eric does for a living, but he is not as accomplished as she is. She graduated from medical school. She says she's a model. She's a 5-year-old son, and both of them live with her family, her parents, in what is considered basically a mansion in Indonesia.
Is it a mansion?
I mean, it's pretty big.
Oh,
it is.
Wow.
They have cooks.
Why would she want to come here?
I think because she has more opportunities with being a physician than she would there.
It sounds like she's got it all.
Well, I mean, she's got cooks, maids. I mean, her house is huge. On the flip side, Eric lives in a 2-bedroom apartment with his 19-year-old daughter, and they split the rent. So Lita comes to the U.S. with her son and her sister, and they are and her parents, and they're all helping her like get settled in. Now they fly into New York City, okay? Even though he lives in Wisconsin, but he doesn't want to pay the prices for New York City hotels, so he drives them all the way to Pennsylvania.
Oh my God!
Okay, so they've already flown from Indonesia. And then they have to get in the car and drive. How many hours? 4?
No, it's not that far. Oh. But I mean, if it's right, Easton's the last stop in Pennsylvania before you hit New York. That's only like maybe an hour, but still, it's an hour. What I don't get is they both. Wisconsin is closer to Indonesia than New York. Why didn't they just fly to Wisconsin?
So I think he was trying to impress her family by showing them parts of the United States. For example, New York City.
Yeah, you don't want to start with Wisconsin.
Hustle and bustle. So he rents them in Pennsylvania like a so-so condo. And Lita is like, this place is an absolute dump compared to what I'm used to living in.
Yeah.
What she doesn't know yet is that it is so much nicer than their actual apartment.
Oh, no.
Okay. So Lita's sister is like, this place is a wreck. You got to rent us a bigger house. So he does. Now, the family goes back to Indonesia. The sister, they stayed because once they finally got to Wisconsin and she sees where they are living, her parents are like, we cannot leave you here alone. So they decide to stay for a little bit longer. So you walk into the apartment. It is thrashed. And they'd been gone several days because they were in New York, Pennsylvania, kind of showing the in-laws the sights.
Uh-huh.
So it's been just his 19-year-old daughter. Clearly, he said, while I'm gone, please clean this place up.
Is like, that the daughter? Is that a picture
yes,
of the daughter?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Please clean this place up. It needs to look really nice. She did nothing. And when I say nothing, she even, like, went out of her way to add to it. Like, food dried on plates in the sink, in bedrooms. Speaking of bedrooms, they get to the master bedroom, quote unquote, and Lita learns that they only have a twin mattress that is laying on the floor for both Eric, herself, and her son.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Now, what is in the living room, you're wondering?
Yeah.
A couch? Sort of. It's a plastic blow-up couch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think they made those anymore.
They do.
So, let me ask you this. As somebody who watches a lot of 90 Day Fiancé,
yeah.
What is it about these fellas that makes them not plan? Like, let's say, for instance, at the very least, barest of minimum, this guy, Eric, gets a bigger bed.
Right.
Maybe a bed frame.
I don't think he... That's a great question, because this does kind of happen a lot. I don't think he has the money. I think that he... because
And that's not a red flag that maybe this is not a good move?
Well, keep in mind, to bring someone over on a K-1 visa costs a lot of money.
Okay.
So if he was kind of strapped to begin with, and then it can cost like $10,000.
Okay.
Okay. So he probably spent a lot of money just trying to get her there.
Love.
Well, love.
Yeah,
love.
How do
you put a price on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So her parents, as I said before, are like, we cannot leave you like this. So they decide to stay in town. So... one of their big concerns was that the apartment was not safe for their grandson.
Okay.
And the producers are so shady on 90 Day Fiancé because the camera just pans to a pile of swords in the corner. Okay. So her dad's like, let me give you money for a bigger place. Eric's like, no. I can afford us to get a new place. Spoiler, he cannot. Lita... because she's now mad at Tasha, the daughter, for, like, intentionally leaving the house looking so terrible. So on her first day there, she tells her soon-to-be new stepdaughter, yeah, you're going to have to just leave. And she's like, you can't kick me out. I pay half the rent here. And she's like, yeah, well, we need your room for my son. And you're a dirty person. You're very disrespectful, so you need to leave. And her dad goes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
now, to be fair, is any of that not true?
What do you mean?
Is she dirty?
Yeah.
Is she rude?
Yeah.
Okay. Is she 19?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but she's paying for her own rent.
Well, I'm sure that Dr. Lita will pick up the slack.
She's not just like mooching off her dad and being an adult that still lives at home. She is helping subsidize their apartment. She is on the lease, which she keeps reminding her, like, you can't make me leave.
Hmm.
But her dad eventually does make her leave. Now, we're going to leave it there because the comings and goings of what comes next, what Lita's expectations are, despite everything she's seen. It is delusional. It's impressive. It's exciting. So we're going to have to go. We'll go down that rabbit hole next week.
All right. Okay. Well, 90 Day Fiancé, it's a two-parter this time.
Yeah.
It's reality trash talk on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.